Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main. And today we're going to be talking about Resilience 101. That's right, folks, Resilience 101, bouncing back with strength and vigor. Resilience is such a hot topic these days, and particularly in relation to mindset. And sometimes I wonder, you know, what does resilience actually mean? Because everybody would have a different version of it. But the fact that it's such an issue these days, when people face challenges and setbacks, do they have the resilience to cope? Do they have the resilience to bounce back, not just cope, but bounce back, get through it, not just survive, but thrive, to use that phrase? So I thought we would just go back to basics with Resilience 101. What does it mean? What does it really mean? And I found this really cool quote from Confucius, and I thought it was really fantastic. He said, "When words lose their meaning, people lose their freedom." When words lose their meaning, people lose their freedom. And that was from Confucius. Now, Confucius was around sort of 500 BC, so a long time ago. When words lose their meaning, people lose their freedom. And excuse me. So I go back to, what does resilience actually mean? And then for me, I go back to the Sanskrit, because Sanskrit is universal wisdom. It's never changed and it's always spot on and accurate. And in Sanskrit, the word for resilience is abhyasa. That's just three simple syllables, abhyasa, abhyasa. And it means sustained discipline practice, and especially sustained inner discipline practice. So that's one of the sort of more precise meanings of abhyasa, but it means resilience. And then when you look into that further in Sanskrit, it means sustained discipline practice or sustained inner discipline practice. That means keeping up the practice, coming back again and again. So in Sanskrit, abhyasa, resilience, has that meaning of sustained discipline practice, but particularly inner disciplined practice. So you already get a sense of inner strength, commitment, coming back again and again and again, not giving up. And then the English word resilience actually comes from the Latin resiliere. And this, interestingly enough, means to bounce back, to rebound or return to a proper or original shape. To bounce back, rebound, or return to a proper or original shape. So I found that really interesting because I thought, well, that's like a piece of elastic. You have a piece of elastic as one size and you pull it and you add some tension or stress to it, and then it's stretched out of its original or proper shape. And then when you release that tension, it springs back. Well, we expect that of elastic. If it doesn't do that, we'd say, well, that elastic's perished, it's broken, doesn't work. So that elasticity, to be able to be stretched out of shape and then to be able to come back into a proper shape, return to its original shape. So that's what English has from the Latin in relation to resilience. And we use that in relation to ourselves, in relation to people. Resilience, we're expected to basically spring back into proper shape. So it begs the question, what is our proper or original shape? I'm just going to leave that question there. what is our proper or original shape. So the timeless wisdom traditions remind us that we are limitless, infinite, sovereign beings. We're limitless, infinite, sovereign beings with limitless potential. That's our original and proper shape. How do you see it? So when you take what Confucius said, resilience is an essential quality. It's an energy, it's a power, and it's a power for sovereignty and freedom of yourself, so that you're not pushed around by circumstances, by external events. They're certainly going to play on you and have an effect, but in the end, it's not going to knock you off your original shape, your true shape, which is as a limitless, sovereign, infinite being, because that's what the timeless wisdom traditions say. So remember what Confucius said, that when words lose their meaning, people lose their freedom. So if we don't really, we use the word resilience and we haven't really thought what it means, we're going to have a meaning inside our, in our mind, in our subconscious mind. We're going to be carrying a meaning around. But is it a meaning that actually reflects what resilience really is? So that's why I like to go back to what things really mean. That was how I was taught. Because once you get back to meaning, it is transformative. You think differently. And once you start thinking differently, then you experience a transformation within yourself in a good way. So let's get on with this sustained discipline practice. This Sanskrit word abhyasa for resilience. Sustained discipline practice is returning again and again to a disciplined activity. So simple examples, you know, just think of a ballet dancer. Well, of course, to achieve anything to any level, a ballet dancer's got to just keep practicing again and again and again, despite failures, not doing it right, not doing it, it's not good enough, sore feet, injuries, they'll just keep coming back again and again and again. Same with a sportsman or a sportswoman, repeated practice. A musician, you know, a classical musician, a violinist, they're going to be practicing again and again and again, and it's not always going to be perfect, as we know. I'm saying obvious things, but I'm drawing this up to for consideration. This is about resilience 101. What do we mean by resilience? So let's look at it. That's what I'm doing. So sustained inner discipline practice, this is the inner part, is bringing the mind back again and again and again to a mantra, to an affirmation, maybe to a breathing practice, to a positive frame of mind, not letting negative thoughts take hold, coming back to something positive, reframing the situation again and again and again, letting go of any triggers or unhelpful tendencies that we know we have. We all have them. So that's sustained inner discipline practice. No one necessarily knows that that's going on. We're doing it within ourselves. So this sustained discipline practice is required to make progress, to achieve anything at higher levels of attainment, whatever that may be. We have to keep on it, despite any setbacks, despite any failures. If we want to attain anything, we've got to keep at the practice and not give up. And that can be enjoyable. I'm making it sound like it's a chore. Sometimes we've just got to, you know, take a deep breath and stick at it. But, you know, it's enjoyable. And as we get better at it, as we get stronger, either the inner practices or the outer ones like the sport or a musician or something, it becomes more enjoyable. We have a freedom about us in as our expertise grows. Now, I've been a teacher and a coach, specifically an executive coach, for decades, actually. And in my coaching work, a lot of my clients were interested in mindset so that they could achieve success, they could achieve their goals. And they had to keep on certain action steps to achieve their goal. And this required sustained practice And it made them stronger. And therefore, as they got stronger, it made them freer to do whatever they wanted. So resilience is one of the three aspects of true strength. And my experience as a teacher was that when things were tough, and I just thought, oh, I just can't take this anymore. You know, just one more thing, I just can't do this. You know, like I had a lot to do. And sometimes things were difficult situations, you know, something wasn't really working or there was a problem. And, you know, I just can't do this. This is really hard. And it would go across my mind and I would spot it. And then I would remember the truth of myself, that I'm an infinite being, and I would just make a decision there and then that I can cope, that I can get through this. I would just say, no, I can get through this. I can cope. What do I have to do right now? And then I would notice this energy shift, and I would go from feeling drained and pressured to a new energy coming. And that would grow if I stuck at this. And then I'd think, right, what's my next best action right now? Now, it might be to talk to someone, send an email, phone, whatever it is. But I had to just say, all right, what's my next best action? And then the doubt and the weakness would just leave, and I'd have this new energy, and I'd be able to carry on and do whatever I needed to do in that moment. And often what I found, it was actually a bit miraculous, with that decision, situations resolved actually far more quickly, far more easily, harmoniously, and often in just unexpected ways. Some things just seemed to dissolve, and other things I knew exactly what I needed to do one step at a time, and they actually resolved and everyone was happy, or it resolved in a very satisfactory way. But it started with that shift in my thinking. So that decision, yes, I can cope, that resolution, and that form, that belief, which is an idea. Now, belief is the driver of an action. Belief is the driver of all action. So everything turns on an idea. And at the heart of understanding mindset or a state of mind is understanding the power of an idea, any idea, the power it has. And I did a whole show last month on mindset matters, the power of an idea. And I'd encourage you to go and listen to that. Check it out, Mindset Matters, the Power of an Idea, because I talk a lot about this power of an idea. And it's, you know, this whole scenario around the idea that we have is so worth getting to grips with, because this is what's actually controlling our day-to-day life and our experience. So I'm going to stop here. I've given you a lot to think about. We're going to take a break and I'll be back afterwards. And I'm going to be talking about keeping your resolve strong so that you can stay on track, because the whole thing of resilience is to keep coming back at it, back and back, and that requires strength. So after the break, we're going to be talking about keeping your resolve strong. We'll see you then.
Damayanti, jewelry, clothing, and homewares, with inspiring Sanskrit messages of strength, love, and divine energy. Power words that shine a light on your soul path. Our jewelry is made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special Sanskrit mantra that speaks to your soul.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Damayanti for Your Soul. And today's coaching talk is on resilience. Resilience 101. What does it mean? Let's get to grips with this. And yes, folks, I've been an executive coach for many years, and I was also before that a teacher for very many years. And resilience is such an issue. You certainly work on it with your students. When I was a teacher, you know, keeping students coming back to something, sticking at it, persevering, encouraging them, supporting them, so that they learnt that resilience, because that's how they often got through things. It's not about making it really easy for them every time so they don't have to do that. It's giving them opportunities that challenge them, bring out their potential, because you know that they can do more than they think they can often, And that's the same for us. But it's then supporting them through that so that they learn and they grow and develop their own inner muscles and their belief in themselves that they can do this. And the interesting thing about resilience, if you go back to what I was talking about in the first half of the show, this meaning, so the Sanskrit is abhyasa, which means sustained discipline practice, and particularly referring to sustained inner discipline practice, coming back again and again and again. So if you choose to have a positive mindset, coming back to that, because if the negative thoughts come in, just saying, oh, spotting them, letting them go, coming back again and again to that decision, that resolve that you're practicing, takes some discipline. You can't just sort of cave in. And look, if you have a bad day, fine, you get back on the bike and you stick with the discipline, and over time you get stronger and you find that you forget less and you remember more. Well, that's just building up those inner muscles, just as if you were doing a sport or some pursuit like a dancer or a musician or an artist, where you've just got to keep practicing and over time you just get better and better. Now, this is an obvious thing, but we don't necessarily consider that when applying it to ourselves when we meet challenges. And one of the key things about resilience is, like in the English meaning, which comes from the Latin, which means to bounce back or rebound or return to our proper or original shape. And, you know, I pose the question, what is our original shape? And that's something for you to consider. It's a great question, but I know from what I was taught that from timeless wisdom that we are infinite, universal, divine beings, actually, in the spark of consciousness, of energy, of purity in our souls is divine, and it's limitless and it's infinite and it's sovereign. And with that, all those words, it's strong. But it doesn't always feel like that. You know, we have to practice, because I know, as I was saying before the break, there were times when I was teaching, I just had so much on and also some difficult situation to deal with. And I just think, oh, you know, this thought, I just can't take this anymore. You know, we're just sort of, oh. And it was like I was completely up against a wall. And when I'd spot that, I think, oh, right, no, I can. And I'd remember that sort of the, like the original shape or the of myself, the truth of myself that I'd been taught and that I'd connected with, that I am infinite. Doesn't feel it, but I am in truth, in my heart, in my soul, in my essence. I am infinite and I can work through this. And then I just stop and think, all right, what's my next best action? What do I need to do right now? And often that was a very simple thing, and there was the energy to do it. And once I turned things around within myself and made that decision, that resolve, things started resolving very quickly, harmoniously, simply. And it was not the way my mind was projecting it was going to be. It was just one step at a time. So it shows that with resilience, one of the key things is that belief that, yes, something can be done, I can do this, and that is a point of decision, a point of resolve, and that is an idea. Decision and resolve is an idea, and there is a power in every idea that we consciously think, even the subconscious ones. There is a power in an idea. And as I mentioned in the before the break, I did a whole show on this, on mindset matters of the power of an idea. We have to come to grips with the fact of the power of an idea, because they're dashing through our minds all day, every day, mostly unconsciously. And these ideas are forms of energy, of forms of consciousness, and we need to pay attention to them. So let's talk about keeping our resolve strong. So Resilience 101, we know we need to sort of keep going, and there's a theme in all the meanings of resilience, of keeping at something again and again, bouncing back, springing back into proper shape, rebounding like a piece of elastic, or in the Sanskrit, sustained discipline practice. There's a theme in that of not giving up, sticking at it, keeping going, staying the course. And, okay, we make that decision that we're going to do that, and then we meet difficulties. We all do. I certainly have. So that resolve needs support. It needs refreshing. It needs re-energizing. So, for example, if you're keeping centered from within, visualizing affirmations, they're things that can help your inner discipline. Is being centered within, visualization and affirmations are so helpful, and I certainly use them to this day. I have used them for decades, long before people were talking about them on the internet, long before the internet existed. Yes, folks, there was a time before the internet existed. I was practicing what I'd been taught, and I was practicing this, and I can tell you, they work. And also keeping company of like-minded and supportive people. They are, people are around that will support you and are of a like mind. And that's incredibly helpful in staying the course and supporting you and your decision to be resilient. And reading affirming books and listening to affirming podcasts like this, you need sort of input. So reading and listening to affirming knowledge and information in whatever form you take it in, these all support and refresh and re-energize that resolve of resilience, that you can do this, that you are strong enough, that you can get through this. Think of the piece of elastic, that it will bounce back, it will spring back into proper shape. So we need to be wary of being discouraged. The habits can reassert themselves, and all we need to do is just keep refreshing that decision. In Sanskrit, there's a word sankalpa, and that means decision or resolution. And we just need to refresh that, to keep going and never give up. And that's certainly what I was teaching my students, and it was certainly what I practiced myself. Times when it was tough, I'd think, well, I won't let my students give up, so I can't give up myself. So never give up, never give in, and never back down to these limiting habits and tendencies. We can ultimately embrace and appreciate challenges for the strength that we develop from them, and that takes time. And one of the reasons that I developed jewelry and products with Sanskrit on them was to assist in this support and refreshment and re-energizing of our memory. And I have a whole collection of jewelry and products with resilience on them, Abhyasa, for exactly this reason. There's jewelry, bracelets and necklaces that you could wear, and there's even a keychain if you don't want to wear something. There's keychains. There's a drink. I think there's a drink tumbler or a mug that, you can keep with you. You know, have a necklace, have a bracelet or a keychain that's got resilience on it. It's got Abhyasa on it. And you just keep that. You just put it in front of you. Remember it. Hold it. Touch it. Just keep that message close to your heart. Keep connected with your decision to be resilient, that you are strong enough. And this will help. All you need to do is keep putting your attention back on that, and it'll strengthen your resolve and your decision. So before we end, I just wanted to remind you that if you want to know more, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store, damayanti.store, damayanti.store. And you can get all the jewelry and mugs and T-shirts and things, but the jewelry especially has these spiritual messages on it, has this mantra that's specific to your needs. There's 8 collections, and resilience, Abhyasa, is just one of them. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram, so follow me there. I'd be great to have you along. And also you can get in touch. So go to my website, damayanti.store. And to finish with, I thought I would read to you in Sanskrit the discipline for speech that's in the Bhagavad Gita, just to give you an idea of a spiritual discipline. And this is around speech, and it's in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17. And the English says, "Speech that hurts no one, that is true, is pleasant to listen to and beneficial, and accords with the words of the wise. This is the discipline for speech. Anudve gakaram vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyaya bhyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapa uchyate." Speech that hurts no one, that is true, is pleasant to listen to and beneficial, and accords with the words of the wise. This is the discipline for speech. So good luck with that. Good luck with resilience. Remember, resilience 101. Don't give up. Keep going. Stay the course. You are infinite and sovereign. You can do this. And for my next show, I'm going to continue on with resilience with this theme this month. And I'm going to be talking a bit further about the miraculous power of a simple decision. This is a deeper dive into resilience. This is looking at this power of resolve. So the miraculous power of a simple decision. And this will deepen and broaden your understanding of resilience, because we need to understand this point of decision and the power that it contains. So good luck with it. Keep at it. Resilience 101. You can do this. Keep springing back. Keep at it. And go to my website, damayanti.store, because there are helpful, beautiful reminders with the sacred Sanskrit on them that will help you. Abhyasa resilience. Good luck. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. Damayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.